Parce qu'avec le gâteau. Okay, so we left off yesterday, even though we are really, or at least should be focusing on Chulin Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph to understand what the phrase Derech Bishlos HaTorah is all about. But that question, how to learn Taish, how to learn Pshat and Chulin Kuf Ches, is now going to become fundamentally connected to another sugya. That's the sugya that appears in Avodah Zarah and Anida, which is the Mishnah that says Kelayim, about the very, very cryptic din about a baggage of a kilayim that have a whole baggage of wool and one string of one thread of linen is mixed in there, and it's not nikar, and yet the Mishnah says I'm not allowed to wear that baggage. And the question is, why can't it wear that baggage? What happened to Bithul Baruch? So depending on how you answer that question, that's going to significantly impact on how you learn Chulin Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. So we saw that, in a sense, the popular conventional answer to that question was presented by Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, and then Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yom Tov. The same Tosfos pretty much appears in Maseches Nida, the Rosh Hashanah, and also a whole group of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, for sure, all the Balei Tosfos and the Talmideim, all give the same Yisod, that whenever you have a type of an Issa that's created after Deita Roives, such an Issa doesn't lend itself to Bitl in the first place. And it's because of that teret that was given to explain why the beged is also to wear al Shabbos, that set the stage for the question of the Rishonim. Hey, wait a second, if that's the case, so then what about Bas Mecholot? How could it ever be bitten by Bas Mecholot? So the pashtus of the answer is that in Ochanami, the Tach is no bitten by Bas Mecholot. The only reason why less than this in Tam is mutter is because of Derech Bishlos HaTorah. So the same way that our Gemara invokes Derech Bishlos HaTorah to explain, but how could it be mutter when it's less than Tam? Hayitochen isn't Bas Mecholot a Chiddush. So the same way that the Gemara uses the Bishlos HaTorah to deflect that question, we're using it to deflect the second question of the Rishonim. Then how could there be Bitl if it's in Nisra Deita Roivis? And the answer is there is no Bitl. Then in Ochinami, there is no Bitl by Bas Mecholot. And the only reason why it's Mutter is for a totally separate, distinct reason of the Bishlos HaTorah. That was the Pashim Pshadu Sugya. Then we saw a razzle dazzle Pshadu Sugya that was presented by the Lavush with the Chassam Sofer's revamping and re-understanding of the Lavush, that according to this new twist in the sugya, Tosfos' fundamental question was right, and Tosfos' fundamental answer was correct, but notwithstanding the fact that there's generally no bitl for Yisurim that a Chal Adei Tarobes, there is an exception to that rule, and that's it. That is, if the Isser is a type of an Isser, which is going to be not really an Isser, but a type of Tarobis of Lach Balach, a type of Tarobis where it's Pashit Bekuloi, and the Lavush coined the phrase as Ein Lo Metzias Befnei Atzmai, that there's nothing to it, it's Bamish physically gone, it's not yet Bechlal, not just as that Mikvah, it's not here Legamre, under those circumstances, Itacha will be Bothel. And the Mokar for that Bittel is none other than Asugya of Derech Bishlos HaTorah, and we bore out that Shita by a Losh of Tais, and the Vedazara seems to present that way. And the Rosh seemed to present the first way. And again, those are all within yesterday's Mahalach, all within the Taisa's Mahalach, that there is a Yisod in Hilchas Tarobes called, if the Isra is Nasa de Tarobes, whether we're dealing with Bas Mecholot, we're dealing with Kibbeh Kev, we're dealing with Shatnes, any Isra Nasa de Tarobes is just not Shayach to talk about people, or at least regular people. But notwithstanding that whole Mahalach, which was an outgrowth of Taisa Shita, the Rambam seemed to have an entirely different picture of the sugya, and that was presented by the Kesef Mishnah, Mishnah Melech, based on the following discovery, that the Rambam, when he quotes the sugya in the end of Maseches Tamura, which got the whole bowl rolling in the first place, about the sairas, about the threads and the strings being batel, the Rambam ignored the whole parsha bittel there. The Rambam didn't even mention the fact that it should be batel barov. The Gemara got so to hits about how could the sayer knows it not be batel barov, and the Gemara says, Achamayis inad, it's a tzura, it's something that's significant, it's expensive, it's chosher, and therefore it's not batel. The Rambam was a mesiachis, the Rakash was a mesiachis, the Teretz. The Rambam says it's osur anyway. Why is it osur anyway? So I guess the Mishnah Melech basically explained, it must be that there's another reason that's inhibiting bittel over here. Nothing to do with an Issa Nasa de Tarevis. What's the other factor that's inhibiting bittel? It must be, it's two mukman de Issa Domi. The same way the Gemara says in the Chayrus that when you have three salamis and two akasha, one is straight, vis-a-vis two masmasa, you have a problem. because whenever you're doing three things at once, whenever you're taking all three things at one time, so bittul breaks down, just as bittul breaks down over there, bittul breaks down by wearing the beged with the seir nazir, and by extension, bittul breaks down when you wear the beged of bokilayim. So the meneya of bittul, according to the Rambam, is nothing to do with the isra asli taroyus. The Rambam never heard of that. But that was made up by Tosfos. According to the Rambam, the meneya of bittul, what's preventing bittul in both the case of the shatnas as well as in the case of the seir nazir and the petach hamor, was preventing bittul is simply the fact that tuvah kaman to isudomi. That was the Rambam's beer, again elaborated by the case of Mishnah and the Mishnah. So let's go one step further in this machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Push comes to shove. Why can't I wear this baggage of Bukulayim? I have a suit, it's a woolen suit, and I know there's a one linen thread in there, and I have no idea where it is. Why can't I wear it? Taisha says, because it's Israel de Taroides, and according to the Rambam, you can't wear it because Tubuk Mandi Sadami. Is there enough Kamina Ladina? Any real practical? At the end of the day, Mishnah says, I can't wear it. Does it make a difference whether the reason that's preventing Bittul is Israel de Taroides, but the reason that's preventing Bittul is Tubuk Mandi Sadami? So there may be enough Kamina in the following. Let's take a step back for a minute. This klaus tumah kaman isadom. Remember the kaman b'chayrus. We get so much. Every time we bump into tumah kaman isadom, we start to shake, it nervous, because it seems to undermine some things we know about bittul. But that's the klaus. As I shteken chazal, as I shteken the kaman b'chayrus, that tumah kaman isadom. And therefore, if you move all three pieces, so you're gonna have a problem because you move all three at once. Who remembers the sugya that we spoke about bittul? About a very critical rule in Hilchos Bittul, another meniyah of Bittul, another type of a taroivus that doesn't lend itself to Bittul, that may run into a serious issue of Tumah Kaman Isadomi. Anyone know what I'm talking about? There was a sugi that we learned months ago, where we spoke about a curveball in Hilchos Bittul, a type of a taroivus that doesn't lend itself to Bittul. Anyone remember? Who remembers? 10 extra points on the Bechira doesn't have any points to it. What? Name that Tarayvus. That should be the name of the Bechira. Name okay. That Tarayvus. Name that Tarayvus that doesn't lend itself to Bittul because of some quirk, because of some technical problem. Who remembers?
Matera Lobata.
What?
Matera Lobata.
Okay, we're going to get to that a little bit later. Matera Lobata. Okay, that wasn't what I had in mind.
Nagariser?
What?
Nagariser?
Not Nagariser. Something we haven't spoken about in a few months. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with the sugya in Masechet Yevamos.
Bala Olam Ayadei Taroves?
Now we're talking. Bala Olam Ayadei Taroves. This is like playing like a quiz show here. You know, I got to see the guy who hits first, you know, on the screen here. This is Gavaltik. Okay. So, Shimon Kohn for 200. Okay. So, Bala Olam Taroves. Remember, way back, the Gemara Maseches Yevamos tells us that if a Yevama is about to do chalitza and she's getting her saliva ready to spit, and the Beis Din standing there focusing and trying to see the saliva coming out of her mouth, and all of a sudden, what does she do? Gevalt! She spits a mouthful of blood. Yevama shirach gadam. So Gemara wants to know, what's the din? Is the rakika acceptable or not? Does she have to do it over again or not? What's the shayla? The Torah says v'yarka b'fono. It has to be roik. Was there roik? There was no roik. There was a lot of blood. Must have no problem. The efshar, the dam, the loy, tichtzuchei roik. There must have been a little pieces of roik in there. It doesn't look saliva. It looks like a mouthful of blood. No, there must be saliva in there. Don't worry about it. No, who remembers the famous kash from the Mordechai? No, little chazara. The Mordechai at the end of Chulin. What was his famous kash? No, chazara. What was the kash? Why don't we say that, yeah, that's very nice that there's a little bit of tzitzuch heroic, but it should be what? It should be bottle barov. So who remembers the two terutzim of the Mordechai? The less popular one and the more popular one. One third of the Mordechai said was, don't hack me a chana. Don't drain me a cup with that kasha. Did you know why? It must be that the roke is nikola ayin. Right? It must be that the roke is nikola. Whenever it's nikola, there's no bittel. Who has problems with that Mordechai's pshat? Is that what it sounds like? What does the Gemara say? It's impossible without there to be rote there. It almost sounds from the Gemara that we had to ask in the laboratory, we had to ask the scientists, we had to ask the rote and dam experts, I don't know what kind of doctors would tell us that information. Dr. Berman, I don't know, the rokeologists would tell us, the experts in rok and dam would tell us that it's yevshele the dam puts it to chareg. According to the Mordechai's first answer, what do I have to ask the doctors for? Open your eyes and take a look. I see this rok there. If I see this rok, I see this rok. And according to the first day of the Mordechai, I can't see this rok, so it's not no good. So the pasha is just the Lashon of the Gemara, the text of the Gemara, that phrase of Yevshim, Lotzich Lerech, doesn't lend itself to Mordechai's first terence. So the Mordechai is a second terence. And this is the Lomdash terence. This became the more popular terence. So what's the more popular terence? This is what's called the what?
Bali Olam B'Tarovis.
Bali Olam B'Tarovis. That the Roke and the Dam are coming to existence together. Now, the fact that in the person's body, so the blood came into existence, was created by the red blood cells, and the rope was created by the salivary glands. I don't know whatever my ninth grade biology is. So it's true that they were combined, they were formed and created separately, but what happens inside the body cavity doesn't exist for us. That's the cause of the world. The halacha begins once it's visible to the naked eye. So it comes out of the body, and now we are observing this tarevis. And from our vantage point, this dam and this roik is a bala olam taravis. And the Mordechai says, bala olam taravis is not bala. It's not nitin the bittle. Now some of you may remember the Nebi Yehuda, it's not nitin the bittle of robe, it's but little bittle of shisha. Remember we spoke about this at great length and years ago, months ago, a long time ago. But there's a starting point of bala olam taravis is mufka from the parasha of bittle. Rabbi, who has a kasha this Mordechai? Who has a kasha on the Mordechai's kasha? Mordechai is losing sleep over this kasha. He says, "How you talking? How could there be a good rekika here? What happened to Rav? I should stop the Mordechai right now in his tracks and say, I don't understand the kasha. Who's going to formulate to me what's wrong with the kasha? What is deficient with the Mordechai's kasha?
In case of the wine, then we're supposed to get the wine in the barrel.
Yeah, the Stiri Rashi is telling me Stiri is the Mordechai is about why the Mishnah is material. No, that's a tangential question. I never heard of a Mordechai Masechet Shabbos. I'm reading a Mordechai Mechulin. The Mordechai just asked me this. I didn't even forget about his teretz. I don't even care about his teretz right now. I want to focus on his kasha. You're sitting and reading this Mordechai. The Mordechai affected kasha. How could the Rekika be good? Typically, that the Reik is Bakla Barov. What Gemara should be screaming out at you? What Gemara should. Is there a reason why we're talking about this now? I just don't want to chaz and Mordechai Yavams. Who would I say? No.
For sure, there's going to be Roke inside. It's Kamad Isa.
Oh, it's Kamad Isa, dummy. If you're going to tell me that Bittel Beroiv makes sense when you're done on each element by itself, so when you're done on the Chaticha, like I become a Smaga, I want to know, Rabbi, did I touch Chaticha number one? Rabbi, did I touch number two? Did I touch number three? Since I did it, my maga, each one separately, that's bittul b'roiv. Or when you're done on the entire picture together, that's not bittul b'roiv anymore. That tum kvadis sidami. Tum kvadis sidami unravels bittul b'roiv. The only reason why the rush was mafia to eat three sandwiches, and three pieces of meat in the same sandwich, that was because of his technicality. Remember the rush that we never really understood? That once we paskin vis-a-vis achilat mutter, then we have to paskin it legabi vasachas because it's the same shaila. Remember that rush that we still never really fine-tuned? But if not for that, the rush sticks to his guns that any time that you dad on the entire unit of Allah Devarim in the socha unit hazeh, and you're being giving a psach on the entire unit, so then that's not bittul b'roiv, that's tubukva nisadami. So if so, I don't understand the Mordechai's kasha. Why did the Mordechai ask the kasha? What happened to Rav? I'll tell you what happened to Rav. Did we talk about this kasha earlier this year? Yeah, so what was the answer, no?
Didn't he hold that Gemara only Derabanan?
The what?
He held that Gemara was only Derabanan, it wasn't talking on Deraisa?
Oh, so the Mari Korkus quoted, right? The Kesef Mishnah quotes every other page. The Mari Korkus is quoted by the Kesef Mishnah. So we only have Mari Korkus on a few things. I don't know whether he wrote all the Mishnah Torah. We have him on Zeroyim. We have him on, I think, on some parts of Tai. I don't remember anymore on Zeroyim. We sure have him. I think we have him on Tar also. The Mari Korkus, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, says that the Mordechai must have held one of two things. The Mordechai must have held that Tuma Kaman the Isa Dami breaks down in this Tarevis for one of two technical reasons. One technical reason could be maybe Tuma Kaman the Isa Dami only makes sense where Rabbi Isai? By Tarevis of what? Where do we find Tibuk Brandi Sedar? What kind of a Torah is this?
Yavish B'Yavish.
Yavish B'Yavish. Maybe Balach Balach, it's not true. Balach Balach is a better Taravis. This is right out of whose book, Rabbi Say? Who's sitting there and smiling over this one? What?
No, the Bihuda.
The Bihuda, who else?
Trash.
Who from yesterday is smiling over this one and saying, yeah, I told you that Yavish B'Yavish is not so okay?
Kasim Sofer?
What?
Kasim Sofer?
I can't hear you.
Lavush.
Lavush! Lavush was the one who coined the phrase, Yesh lo mitzias b'mkayim versus Ein lo mitzias b'mkayim. What does that mean? That's Lach and Yavish. So that idea already predated the Lavush. Mari Kurkus preceded the Lavush. Mari Kurkus already highlighted, and this was the Ramah Bechayza B'nei. I mean, we've seen this time and time again, that Lach B'Lach is a better Taravis. It doesn't exist. And therefore, it doesn't exist. You can't chat from me with Tumuk Mandisa Dami. Okay, give me 1 second. Give me half a second. Not talking back in a bit, good. Back that story. Anyway, so again, so the Mari Kurkus is trying to figure out why in the world the Mordechai even has the cash in the first place. So one answer was Lach Lach versus Yavish B'Yavish. But the Eigish Leib, like Shimon said before, maybe the Mordechai held that the whole institution of Tumuk Man, the Isidami, is only a Chumim Mid Rabbanim. Minatur, it's not even true. There is no such thing. That's a pretty big letdown on the Gemara Mecheres, but maybe it's true. Maybe there is no such thing Minatur as Tumuk Man, the Isidami. So Chumim Mid Rabbanim doesn't look right. It's almost like a Taita Desastre type of halacha. It's almost like the reason why Taisus and the Rashba don't really eat all the meat together. Remember those things we spoke about earlier on this year. So according to one possibility in the Sugyan Becheres, Tumuk Mandisa Dami, that whole thing is a Chumim in the Rabbana. If that's the case, if that would be true, and again, I'm not convinced that that's true, and I'm not convinced the Ramah's away, but it's possible. So that would be a tremendous Nafkadin Ladina between how to understand the Sugya about Begich, Abba Bakilayim. If you hold that the reason why Beged Shavu Bakilayim is also to wear that Beged is only because of Tumuk Mandisa Dami, only like the Rambam, only based on that Chumra of Tumuk Mandisa Dami, if you think that Chumra is only Midrabbanan, like we have reason to possibly believe, then the whole din of Beged Shavu Bakilayim, Lo Yubash, is only a Chumra Midrabbanan. That would be a real letdown. It means if I have a Beged, that's a Gevalt Kakula. I have a Beged, and I have no idea where the Pishtim is. I don't even see it. It's not Nikolai. I have no idea where it is. Minatur, you're not aware. You know why? Because it's Bafel Barov. I give all to Mukman Yisidam. Yesh, man. That would be quite a statement. According to Tosfos, that would clearly not be true. According to Tosfos, the reason why you can't wear this Beged is because it's just not Bafel, period. Because Bittel doesn't make the slightest bit of sense. By Yisubah Yedei Taroves. That is a Svar Deraisa. That Hafkof and Bittul, that Bittul was low Nema, was not said on Issachar, Nasa de Taroivis, that is for sure a Bin Deraisa. And therefore, according to Toysos, Begich of Bakilayim, Lo Yilbash, would be an outright bona fide Deraisa with Chai Malchus for that wearing. So again, maybe, that Machlekes Tais Nerama may play out on the level of Deraisa or Derabonim. So again, getting back to that story, we're fundamentally learning Kuf Chesem and Aleph. In Chulin. We're really interested in the words Derech Bishlo Sotera. We discovered that Derech Bishlo Sotera may not only be the refutation of Basel Chol being Chiddush, but it may be what is enabling quote-unquote Bitnol, quasi-Bitnol, whatever you want to call it, by Basel Chol, even though it's an Issa Yedei Taravis. But again, to be honest, the Rambam wouldn't have learned the Gemara the way, because Rambam never even heard of that principle of Tosis. Rabbi says one last akuda I want to pick up on in terms of our sugya of Taisus Chiddush, this big, big breakthrough in the sugya that Isurim that are Chalai de Taroives are not neat of the Bittul. And we should remember, and those who saw the Mamakamas hopefully picked up and realized the significance of this, this klal of Taisus that Isurim de Taroives are not neat of the Bittul is highly, highly questionable. Not just the Rambam questions it, but other Rishon question as follows. What prompted Tosis Kasha? What prompted Tosfos' kasha was, hey, wait a second, why isn't the beged shel bekelaim, why isn't the chutz pishtin batel? Stop and hold the phone. Do we believe that that's a good question or not? Do we know Rishonim who would never have posed that question? Which great Rishonim would never have ever dreamt in a million years to even ask such a question? Any Rishon who holds what, Rabbi say? Let the chutz pishtin be batel. What's the problem with that question, Rabbi say? What is a chutz pishtin? A davar hawat?
Mutter.
Davar mutter. There's nothing awesome tray for that pishtin. You want to wear a linen beged, that's fine. You want to wear a tzimmer beged, that's fine. If you hold that the parish of Bittel was never said on Dvarm HaMutarim, it was only said on Dvarm HaAsurim, then you would never have asked the question in the first place. And you wouldn't have been forced to touch this conclusion. Now, at the end of the day, you'll also end up saying Bittel doesn't apply, but for a radically different reason. According to Tosfos, Pishtun should have been Batel. The only reason why it's not Batel is because the nature, the issue of Shatnez is such that it's been Protein of Shatnez. It's been Protein of Kelaim. It's been Protein of Cholo. That certain things don't lend themselves, a certain type of Yisurim don't lend themselves to Bittel. But that whole kasha and teres, Rosh Shach Matai of Tosfos, only makes sense if you think that bit will be karon applies to Dvar Mamutari. If you say wrong, stop. Bit by Dvar Mamutari is a non-starter, then you don't bother with Tosfos kasha and you don't need Tosfos teres. At the end of the day, there's no bit though, but for a radically different reason conceptually. The chisson in bit in shatnez is not because shatnez isn't bit though. The chisson of bit in shatnez is because Dvar Mamutari is not bit though. That's a din klali and aluch is bittel. Dvarmam tov just not bottle. Now, what's the answer to that question? Is the bittel and the dvarmam mutter or not? So who remembers? Which great Rishon, the Ramban of Vasa Beis? Let's go back for a moment to that Ramban of Vasa Beis and see what the Ramban said about bittel and dvarmam mutarim, and then be able to understand why clearly the Bali of Tosfos didn't buy into this Ramban.
Rabbi?
The famous kasha of the Ramban, it's really a famous kasha that preceded the Ramban. Yeah, I'm sorry, is that my question?
Yeah. Could you say that the kilayim, once it gets oreg into a different, once tzemer touches pishtun, then it doesn't, it's no longer a davar hamutter? Now it's davar haaser?
It's kind of like a circular reasoning. That means it's davar hamutter, kolzman doesn't become aser, but if it's buffalo, then it's time for davar. It's kind of like I'm not sure where to start the ball rolling. It means if I'm being down on the pishtim, I can't say with a straight face pishtim is batel because it's a davar mutter. So Rabbi Say, let's see the Ramban. Take a look at the Ramban of 12th and Ramban Kermis. The Ramban is posing a question, an angel question that preceded him already by Tosfos discussion. It's based in Gemara Nedarim and Zayin. We spoke about this to Gemara way, way back. By the Amina, 12th and Ramban Kermis, the Amina bin Nedarim, batel shel shvius shenotei b'shminis. The Rabu Gidul of Al Ikrai. Now, I have an onion that grew in the Shemitah year. Now, a vegetable growing in the Shemitah year is subject to a whole series of halachas. First and foremost, there's Kedusha Shviz to it, which carries with it a whole peckle of Yisurim. I have to partake of it before the Shas Abir, and I L'Ochel L'Hefsed. And there are a whole bunch of dinim. I can't go into business with it. A lot of dinim that govern perishvias. In addition, if it's a vegetable of shvias, it has an added chumra, an added issa called tzviche. Tzviche means things that grow by themselves. So let's say it's something that is usually planted, but lemaisa it wasn't planted this year. It just grew by itself. So that would be tzvichen. So svichin, things that are usually planted, but now they grew by themselves. So that's an issa midrabbanan. You're not allowed to partake of those svichin, even though I'm in a Torah and doing anything wrong. What's wrong? What's the problem? There's no issa to eat perish shvias. Yeah, forget the Ramban, according to some holes, is a mitzvah to eat perish shvias. There's nothing awesome about eating perish shvias. There are dinim. You have to be very, very careful when you eat perish shvias. You have to eat it in a certain halachas that govern it. There's nothing wrong with eating perish shvias. But midrabbanan, Chazal made a gezeira against eating svichin. Because vegetables that are generally planted, even though they happen to a couple of seeds were left behind from last year's planting and they grew by themselves, if I start to eat vegetables that grew by themselves, next thing I know is I may end up planting them myself and violating Sadcha lo Sizra. So therefore, Midrabbanan, they made a gezeira not to eat tzvichin. We pass in tzvichin only also midrabban. There's one time Rabbi Akiva dashes from a pasuk that tzvichin are also midrabban, and we probably don't pass in that way. Who's with us back in Kiddushin days? Of Gimlin Kiddushin? Vaguely right. Remember Dr. Berman, we spent some time in this. Esrik Shavuot Ilan, talks about tzvichin and of Gimel in Maseches Kiddushin. So again, so there are a lot of ramifications of something growing during the Shemitah year, many, many Yisurim. So we have a botel shel shviyas, and then you took this onion out of the ground, and now the eighth year, you replanted it. So anything that's growing in the eighth year is not kadosh b'ktush shviyas anymore. So now I have a little bit of a problem because I have this big fat onion. Part of the onion grew during the Shemitah, so it's kadosh b'ktush shviyas, all these surim. And now I have part of the onion that's growing in the eighth year, that is mutar. So the Gemara says, rabu gidul val ikrei. As long as you have more gidulin than the ikar, so then technically that's going to be okay. Yeah, it's a complicated sugi in the Dharm left in Zion, but that's basically what comes out. That rabu gidul val ikro, and then it's going to be mutar. So the Ramban says in the next line, he says, v'lomrinan rishin rishin batal. Wait a second. How exactly did that happen? How is it that the eighth year growth is going to be mevatel, what was there before? Why don't we plug in the rule called kamakama bottle, rishon rishon bottle, a loaded statement we spoke about a lot in the past. Namely, every time a little drop of the eighth year grows, that little eighth year stuff is bottle berov of the isser. So how in the world can that solve the problem? And then when the next part grows, it's vayta bottle. So bottle, little kamakama bottle. That's the Ramban's question. What happened to kamakama bottle? So the Ramban says, let's skip a little bit to the end of the line, the end of the second line, v'yesh omrim, Hosam Hainu Taima Mishum the Gidul of Heter Fatirlo Botel. Says the Ramban, says the reason why the eighth year growth is not botel, berov of the initial growth from the seventh year, is because eighth year stuff is a davar mutar. Eighth year is great, eighth year is a regular onion in the store. Nothing wrong with eighth year growth. So the eighth year growth is a davra mutar. A davra mutar is not going to be bottle. That's it. That's the rule. That's the cloud. A davra mutar and not bottle. Who remembers why? No? Who remembers? Who remembers the lomdus? Why a davra mutar not bottle? Who remembers?
You want it.
So we had two different reasons. One reason was that bittel means I really want to get rid of this. Like chametz or pesach. I don't want this chametz. This chametz. Ah, yeah. Throw it onto the floor. Kafir the ara. Or Vedazara, I don't like this idol anymore. Give it a kick. This is a garbage. This is a piece of garbage, this idol. Bittul means, Nebuch, a little bit of chazer fell into my pot of potatoes. So who wants chazer? I'm from God, I don't need chazer. So bittul is not just a question of numbers, it's a question of mindset also. When you have a davra mutter, I don't want to be mvata davra mutter. I like heterim. I don't want it. Isurim. We like heterim. Come on, we don't want to be bothered with isurim. We want to do whatever we want in this world. So we want davra mutter. I'm not plotting for davra surim. That's one svar. The Ramban has such a svar. Who remembers the other reason that we gave? We gave back in the old days, we gave a razzle-dazzle beer. Why is it possible that heter is not bottle? Who remembers?
It's a characteristic, and bottle can't create characteristics.
Oh, so according to the other guest that we just mentioned the other day, that bittel can remove characteristics. Bittel can't give characteristics. So we had a very lomdish halachic philosophical question. Is a dover mutter, is that a characteristic of heter? I have a cup of water in front of me right now. Is this mutter because apidin it's mutter? There's a built-in heter to this. Is a dover, there's a chavtza from heter? Or it's a joke. You know why the water is mutter? Because go down the list. It's not bas b'chalav, it's not nevel, it's not treif, it's not bas b'chalav, it's not petach hamor, it's not tzianozer, it's not egla roof. It's not any of the isurim. Whatever's not awesome, the mail is mutter. Everything's mutter proven awesome. So what's pshat? Is there a chatichas heter? A davar shel heter is a chavtza von heter? Or there is no such thing, the characteristic of heter is non-existent. Heter means a lack of characteristics of isser. So that's the big machlok. Who remembers that machlok? Who remembers? No? Who remembers? Where did that machlok disappear? But what is heter? Philosophically, how do you view heter? Is heter a characteristic of something or is heter a lack of something? Do you remember? There's a sugya in Gita in that base. The Gemara says that Erech Ne'er Bisurin doesn't work against the Cheskes Isser. If something used to be also till now, and now an Eid says it's changed, he's not Ne'amon. So there's Machlekes Rishonim. What about an Erech against the Cheskes Heter? If something was Mutter all along, and now an Erech wants to change that, is he Ne'amon or not? So it's Machlekes Rishonim. So what's the Kuris of Machlekes? Rebuchon explains that the Kuris is very simple. An Erech can't change the status quo. And an echad is believed in a vacuum. And an echad is believed, I don't know anything. I have no prior knowledge of anything. I don't know, is this chelev, is it shum? I have no idea. An echad comes forward and says, this is chelev, this is shum. An echad is nema. But when I know something and I'm working as it, I have a status quo, but chazok is pointing in a certain direction, the eight doesn't have the courage to change that chazok. Unless beyond the other things, not for now. So come to Rishon of Machloikas, if I have a davar hamutter, it's been becheskes hetter for the last 6 months, and now the Erech wants to change that, is he really changing something? Is he going up against the status change? So if you hold that a davar hamutter is a chefza from hetter, it has a characteristic, it has a character trait of hetter, so then the Erech is coming to change it. The Erech doesn't have the courage to do that. But if you hold that, that hetter just means there's nothing here. Hetter is an absence of Isser. So when the Erech comes and says, I'm taking on the Hetter, he's not taking on anything. There's no one fighting in the ring. He's fighting his own battle. There's nobody against him. So when the Erech comes up against none, Erech, 1-0 wins. 1-1 doesn't win. So that's a lomda shemach like, is that a good relation between Hetter and Isser? So we said a few months ago, maybe that's the background for this Ramban. The reason why Hetter is not bought though is if you hold that Hetter is a lack of a characteristic, and if you hold on one side and the yantif, that bittel can only remove characteristics, then there's no characteristic to remove. So again, so we had this famous Ramban, again, we spoke a lot about this, and hopefully this is bringing back some memories. Do a quick show of hands, who remembers part of it? A little bit, hopefully good memories. Okay, good. So the Ramban sheet is that a heter, called Tlishyei Amim, the heter is not bittel. But wait a second. According to this Ramban, Toysus Kasha was not even a Kasha to begin with. The famous kasha from Taisus and Avodah Zarah is, hey, wait a second, let the chutzal pishtim be bottled berayiv. According to Ramban, bad kasha, incorrect premise of your kasha. According to Yesham and the Ramban, not true. The Ramban would say the reason why the chutzal pishtim is not bottled because it's a davshal mutter, it's davshal heter. So Rabbi said, we now have three biurim in that Gemara about Beged Shel Pishtun, Beged Shel Kalayim, why the Chut Shel Pishtun is not bottom. One is Taisu's answer, it's an Issa Adei Tarayus. One is the Rambam because of Isur Kaman, Tumukvat Issa Dami. And the third is the Ramban who would laugh at the Kasha in the first place. The Ramban wasn't even Gerish, the Kasha B'chlal. The Ramban's Yeshayim at least to say that a Teir Lo Batil. Now, Rabbi say, why do we believe that the Balei HaTosfos asked the Kasha? Why are we very, very happy that it was actually the Balei HaTosfos themselves who posed the Kasha? Because we know in our heart of hearts that the Balei HaTosfos were the biggest anti-Heter Lo Batel Svara. We know this from other Tosfim and Shas. We know this from other sugyas that we've learned this year. The Balei HaTosfos were of the opinion that Hetera, of course, is bottle. They never heard of this kasha. Bring me a raya from a Tosfos, Rabbi Sai. Who's going to bring me a raya from a Shitas HaTosfos that, of course, Tosfos held that Hetera is bottle.
Was there maybe a time to answer that the reason the onion wasn't bottle was because it's a natural growth? Nothing.
The Balei HaTosfos themselves is the exact same question about that onion. Remember that seventh year on, you go into the eighth year. So the Ramban didn't discover America with this kasha. Hey, Gavalt, why isn't it bottle? Kama bottle. So Tosfos already is the kasha. And Tosfos gave multiple answers to that kasha. Tosfos gave, Rabbi Tam gave an answer, and the Revolve gave an answer. Who remembers the different answers? There were different nuances of answers. Rabbi Tam said, you know why you don't say kama bottle by the onion? Because it's what, Rabbi Say? Who remembers why?
Continuous.
It's continuous growth. Kamakama Bottle, what was the mock of a Kamakama Bottle? Who started that ball rolling Kamakama Bottle? Who made up Kamakama Bottle? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Who remembers the case? What was the case of Kamakama Bottle in Avodah Zarah?
Yain Nesef.
When you had a drop of wine, drip, 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 there was a break. One drop fell in, oh, Kamakama Bottle. Nocha drop, Kamakama Bottle. Yeah. In the end, we don't even pass the Kamakama Bottle by Yain Nesef. But the whole sugi by Gimel and Avodah Zarah about your Kamakama Bottle was when there are breaks. Rabbi Natam said, you can't take Kamakama Bottle, that's a continuous flow. And then Taisus quoted the Rivam. What did the Rivam say? Closer to what Barak said. What does the Rivam say? Why didn't you say Kamakama Bottle? Because it's what?
It's natural.
It's natural. Whenever you have a natural growth, There's no kama kama batla in a natural growth. So from the fact that Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam, the halakha leaders of the Balei HaTosfos, didn't say at the Labot, they thought the kasha was a good kasha. They thought the kasha was a phenomenal kasha, and they had to come up with newfangled svaras to limit kama kama batla. Zaman, from though you see from here that the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rivam, and all the Balei HaTosfos held that, of course, heter is batla. They didn't buy into that Ramban story about we don't like to be Mavatl Heter. They didn't buy into Mashtikul Torah about the Anigyantus Maisaloch. They didn't buy into any of that. Talia Tosis held. And of course, Adam Heter is Bottle. Why not? Because Tosis held that Adam Heter is Bottle, is Neat and Tibitl. Therefore, Tosfos had to pose their question by the baggage of a Bakilayim. And therefore, they had to be Mechadish, the whole razzle-dazzle Torah, about Tarobas and not being Batel. And therefore, they had to deal with the Gemara in Chul and Dafkav Chesem and Aleph. Hey, what happened to Basel B'chalav? The Ramban wasn't bothered with the Kasha to begin. The Ramban was encouraged to Kasha to begin. Rabbi said, give me another Rishon, who also assumed that Het was Nita and Tebitl. That a Dovra Mutter is Nita and Tebitl. Bitl is not just said for bad things. Bitl is said for good things also. Give me another eye from another Risha.
Oneg Yemtiv? No.
The what? I'll give you a hint. It's a Risha we just spoke about 10 minutes ago. Which Rishon just posed a question that says, hey, how come it's not
the Mordechai? Not
what?
Mordechai?
Mordechai. What was the Mordechai's kasha? I have this Tarovis of Roke and Dam. So what was the Mordechai's kasha? How did the Gemara say the Rekika is good? Because there's a little tiny drop of Roke in there. In fact, the Mordechai let the Roke be bottled. What is Roke? Roke is the halach equivalent of something that you want and you don't want. You want the Roke. Roke is the Dover HaMutter. The Dam is like the Dover HaOsar, so to speak. The Roke, according to the Ramban's Yeshayimim, wasn't Nitan Tebitl because it's a Dover Shal Mutter. It's something that you like, and things that you like are not Batel. What Dvarim HaMutarim don't have characteristics. Roke doesn't have a characteristic of negativity associated to it. It's not a bad thing. It's not something that I detest, that I want to get rid of. And therefore, the Ben Hayah sliced it according to the Rabban Yishamrim, the question of the Mordechai didn't go off the ground. So the Mordechai is part of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. He's a Talmud for the Tamidim. He's a Talmud for the Marmi Rittenberg, for the Halakha Balei HaTosfos. The Balei HaTosfos believed that Bittul does work on Dvar HaMutarim. And therefore, because they were so convinced that Bittul works on Dvar HaMutarim, therefore they had a lot of challenges. And therefore they were challenged with the Sugya about Yivamis, and they were challenged with the Sugya about Shatnez. And they had to come up with these very, very creative reasons that Bittul doesn't work under these circumstances. One creative reason was it's a taroves that's a bolion taroves. So that's somehow not move, that's mufka from the parish of Bittul. That was the Mordechai's part. Then you had Toysus and Avodah Zarah, Rabbeinu Yomtev, Rabbeinu Yosef, Yom Tev, and another fascinating part that Isurim that are created derech taroves and not nitan to Bittul. Every place, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, everywhere, everyone's coming up with the new Chiddush. Everyone's coming up with the limitation of Bittul. And what's forcing these Rishayim to come up with the limitations of Bittul is because they fundamentally held that Bittul should apply. Ayat Dvar Mamutarim, that's the Sfardim held the Dvar Mamutarim. That's the Ramban's word. That's not me. So you see, all these Chachmei Atayis, all the Balei Atayis, all one Shittasim, there's one theme permeating our Sugyas here. Toysis shtikl Torah by the Botzel, the Gemara in the Dorm Daft in Zion. And Toysis shtikl Torah by Degit Shabbat by Kilayim. And Toysis way of reading now, Chul Daft Kav Chesem and Aleph. And the Mordechai shtikl Torah about Yavam Yavam Shirak Adam. And we can throw on for good luck the Zav Shirak Kerry. Remember back in the old story, Yev Shablitz Chizifa, part of that Mordechai. This is one way of looking at the world through the eyes of the Balei HaTosfos. Balei HaTosfos with Talmideihem are all looking at the world through the same eyes of, hey, we should have Bittul here. Give me a reason. Come up with the Chiddush. Tell me some razzle-dazzle, shikotar, deraisa, why there's no Bittul here. Then you have Midach Gisa, the other day that the Ramban is presenting, that no, there's this underlying principle called Hetera Lobotel. And in fact, the Ramban, Yisharmim, went to the ultimate extreme. Let's go back to the Ramban and the Toflin Ramakemis, because the Ramban, Yisharmim, completed the circle in the circuit. The Afla Divrezei Yichon on Aloymar, the Kalayim Nami Heteru, Sherezeb Bifne Atzmo, Vizeb Bifne Atzmo, Nechmim Osa Chehosef Masayim, the Vich Zaru Bon Nesabet Isefis Lamin Rishim Bishabotel Teru Lobotel. The Ramban had a kasha. The Yeshom Abba with the kasha. When you have some grain, let's say I have a vineyard, and the grapes are growing ahead there, and I walk in with my flower pot with a hole in the bottom of my grain, and I spatzir in there, hang around there for a few minutes, and now it starts to grow. So what's the din? What's the halacha? The halacha is kolzman that it didn't add on more than a 200th of the original growth. As long as I still have 200 of heta growth and a minuscule amount of issa growth, I'm good to go. The minute that I go overboard and I tip the scales and now I have hoysif masayim, now I'm in a disaster. So the Ramban is the kasha. What was the Ramban's kasha? No? What was the Ramban's kasha? Why don't you say Rishon, Batel? Why don't you say that every drop that started to grow was what? Was Batel. Everything should be Batel. So what does the Ramban say? No, Hetero Batel. The stuff that's growing now is not called the Dover also yet, because the Ramban held that the Shear of Kilayim is the Shear of creation of Kilayim, less than 200 is Nishkin Kilayim. So Kozman that hasn't reached the number, the magic number of 200, it's not, it's a Dover Shal Mutter. A Dover Shal Het there, how is that going to be Batel? That's what the Ramban says. How in the world is that little drop that's growing going to be Batel? That's why when you reach 200, you have a problem. That's what the Ramban said. To learn, read, and reach, Rishon Batel, Teru Lo Batel. It's a Dover Amutter. Which great Rishonim asked that same kasha and gave a different territory, Beisai? What other great Rishonim are bought with the exact same kasha than Ramban? Why don't you say those drops are Batel? Who was that? Rabbi Tam and the Rivam, remember? What happened to Kamakama Batel? And what did those Rishonim say? Benatam said, because it's all happening continuously. There's no break. It's not like drops of wine. And what did the Rivam say? Because it's natural, and there's no bittul on natural growths. All the Balei Tosfos, every Rai the Ramban had, the Balei Tosfos were doicha. Because there's a running machlokes here between the Yeshom and the Ramban against all the Balei Tosfos, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz, is het the bottle, is het the not bottle.
Rebbe? Would we say that the Rambam also agrees with the Balei Tosfos? With the way we understood the Rambam answering up the kasha over here for Kilayim, that Kilayim you're wearing it all at the same time?
No, the Rambam's a different for the Gamre. The Rambam's saying that the Rambam's the only one who invoked the Sugyim Chayrus of Tumi Grandisa Dami. It's possible the reason why nobody else invoked that Sugyim, maybe they had like that Mari Kurgis, it's only in the Rabbanon, maybe they didn't think that was a proper application.
But he didn't speak about Heter Labato, though.
The Rambam doesn't say a word about it, so it's hard to know what he holds about it. So all the Gemaras that forced the Ramban's Yesh Omrim were deflected by Tosfos. So Rabbi said, when all the dust settles, this Gemara in Chulin Kuches is a very, very significant point. Because the Gemara is talking about something happening by Basa B'cholov. Whether that something is bittul or not, we're not quite sure. Whether that something is just a plain Zer Sekos Adach Bishlas Atar, we're not quite sure. But that issue, how to learn the Sugya in Chulin Kuches and Aleph, is a direct outgrowth of everything you think about all the other sugyas that we've been talking about. That all the other pieces of this puzzle, when you pull one, you gotta make sure the other one doesn't slip out from under you. Depending on what you think about the Nedarim Daf and Zayin, and what you think about the Nedarim Daf and Gimel, and depending on what you think about Yevamah sugyas, about Yevamah Shurah Kadam, and Zav Shurah Keri, all the sugyas, everything's going to all be interconnected. And it all starts and ends with Chulukub Chesem and Allah. So this is a huge sugya, Rabbi. It took us about a week to learn the sugya. This is the Chiddush of Basa B'cholov. So this sugya is such a Shah sugya Because first of all, it taught us so much about the parasha of Chiddush, what that means that a Chiddush is limited. It took us well into the world of Eidim Zevimin, to the world of Abaye and Rava. And then we went back and forth to so many different aspects of Eimucha Bel Chiddushai, and what is the Chiddush by Eidim Zevimin, what's not the Chiddush by Eidim Zevimin. And we saw about Chiddushim going in Chumras and Chiddushim going in Kulas and back and forth, and Taisim and Rabbi Kivegas, and so much stuff flying around. And then we had the second Niyach of the Sugya, which is even a Niyach that there is a Chiddush of us, but even Rav is right that there is a Chiddush, what was the meaning for Rav's deflection of Dech Bishlas HaTorah, which got the whole ball rolling, which got us introduced to that Taisus in Masech Zevar Zar about the Begit Shavu Boshatnes, which of course opened up the whole world for us, the Begit Shavu Boshatnes itself. There are multiple ways of reading that, the answer to that question, but I'm to bittul. Either because it's a Israel de Taroides, or Ketubah Kvad Isadami, or because it's a Terah Lobotil. So there's a lot of stuff connected in terms of this sugya. Okay, so by say, as we start off by saying, there's plenty to chaz, even though we didn't learn that many quantity of sugyas, we still learned how many did we have? How many have? Seven sugyas, something like that, okay? A little bit less quantitatively, but Baruch Hashem, we still have plenty to chaza. So try to make the best of the next couple of days, and then sometime during the course of next week, we'll try to arrange a little, chavrusa discussions over the phone a little bit. So I'll keep Shimon and Dania up to date in terms of either tomorrow or Thursday, maybe we'll have a shorter, maybe a parsha or some other related, the rechizik or something along those lines, okay? So wish everyone well. We'll be in touch in the next day or two, okay?
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Abby, according to the Ramban, the only reason why Batel Chalav is going to be Batel, even though it's a Tera, is because it's a Chiddush?
Because, according to the Ramban, it's